Right on time, them vibes. Trail 103.3 KDTR FM Florence, Missoula, and right on time. On this Good Vibes Monday, Michael Legg in the Trail Studio from the Montana Repertory Theater. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, friend. How are you?
I'm good. Good to see you.
Likewise.
You were talking about getting some gardening, or in your case, farming done over the weekend.
We did. It was beautiful weather, so we laid some irrigation lines.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing to grow, and what's your favorite thing to eat out of the earth?
Oh my gosh, I'm really into fruits now. So we just added some, and we're about to add like 8 more plum trees.
Nice.
And some raspberries for the first time. So I think grow and eat. Like nothing like a fresh plum or a fresh apple off the tree.
What do you do with plums if you get so many you can't really keep up eating them?
Plum wine, my friend.
Plum wine.
Yeah, it's best a little on the sweet side. So you got to have a taste for it, but I'm a fan. Yeah.
If you ever want to do a plum wine tasting, I will check and see if it's legal for us to have some plum wine. At noon.
Yeah, always, always. I'm going to vote in favor of that.
All right, we'll see if we can get that squared away. Michael Legg of the Montana Repertory Theater. This goes back to 1967, celebrating 57 years of, is it still the only professional theater group in Montana?
It is. And by that, you know, we work with unions, union actors, designers, and it's part of our ethos to pay every single person who works for us, no matter what.
Artists and musicians need to be paid to be sure. So that's awesome. You've got a few things on our on the horizon, but this thing that's happening on the Hip Strip, would you call it a performance? Performances, series?
You know, we'd like to think of it as an event, right? Because it's definitely not theater the way that you're probably used to experiencing theater.
Right.
And it goes back 6 years. This was a thing that I used to do a lot in the job I had before I came here. And it's this commissioned site-based short work.
Right.
And there's something really fun about going into a space that you're used to going into and it just being that space. And all of a sudden a play happens inside it.
There are more variables, to be sure. Sure, you can control things when they're in the theater.
Yes, correct. Yeah.
And even some of live theater is look who I'm talking to. You have no control. It's time to go.
Yeah.
Act.
It's a lot of planning and a lot of preparation, and you create this roadmap with the people who are on the stage, and then you just sort of let it fly. Yeah.
I love that anything could happen sort of thing, and it didn't hit me until I started going to like multiple nights of a run. Whoa, that was different.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's the exciting part. I mean, I think, you know, you have to agree because you want to tell a story to the audience and you want that story to be consistently understood. So I sort of think about it like a big old map, right? Mm-hmm. And as you're taking this journey together, we're going to stop in each of these 5 cities every single night.
Yeah.
But what happens between city A and city B has a lot of wiggle room for what happens in that moment and how those actors are sort of living and experiencing everything together.
Yeah. And then the audience is there.
The
and
audience,
there's a certain vibe, as it were.
Yeah. And I think that the play changes every night because the audience changes every night. That's especially true in a project like this.
Well, this one sounds like so much fun. Yeah. Hip strip hijinks.
Yeah.
Hip strip hijinks. Happening, of course, on the Hip Strip. Let's run it down. So 5 different plays, short plays.
Yes.
At 5 different locations.
Yeah. So everybody comes to Guild first. Like, we like to start these with a little drink. And you know, we start in a bar, so everybody needs to know that this is a little bit more of an adult evening.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We have a drink together, and you get a guide, and you and a group of up to 20, no more than 20, will be led around to 5 different businesses on the Hip Strip and see 5 different plays that were written specifically for those places.
Will you see some of the same actors at the different locations?
No, they're completely different plays, completely different actors.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Fun. And you've put them together artistically, so they kind of...
I think so. You know, it's what's also fun is that the order in which you experience them will be different depending on which group that you're in. Every group goes out at the same time and starts at a different location and see the first play, and then they rotate to the second, third, fourth. So the actors are doing these plays 5 times a night in pretty quick succession.
Well, you made me feel like I'm not going to say old, but been in Missoula a while because you said, you know, there's this space in back of Guild, and I said, oh yeah, the old Crystal Theater.
Yeah, predates me, but I've heard so many people talking about seeing live events there.
And so that's where it starts in the Guild It's where the brewing is going
on. Yeah, yeah. The play that's inside Guild is back in the brew room with the big tanks. And it's a play about two people who are on a first date and who choose that location as a place to maybe be out of sight and out of view of folks. And we learn why. Yeah.
Right. And that could take any direction.
So many different directions.
That old, the old first date.
Yep. It's definitely a modern take on it, though, I will say.
Modern take on a first date. Okay. And then next location, where do we move?
After Guild, folks go down to Compass Barbershop.
Oh, cool.
Really excited to
like
be.
Those guys.
Oh, my God. Really so excited to be partnering for them for the first time. And that play's really interesting because the playwright, Emily Feldman, wrote one of these 5 years ago that took place in a hotel room when we did the hotel room plays. Mm-hmm. And it was a play about two actors or two people falling in love. And we sort of saw that in the play. Mm. As it turned out, those two actors ended up falling in love,
fell in love
and getting married. And so I reached back out to Emily and said, hey, you want to write a sequel? And so she's written this really meta-theatrical, beautiful piece about these two humans and what happened after they met and fell in love and got married, but also about the two actors from that play and what's happening with them. And so they're playing themselves and they're playing the actors, and in the middle of it, maybe somebody gets a haircut. Like it's
that is meta.
It's really great.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So and that's going down. Yep. That is a cool space, that Compass Barbershop.
So cool. We spend some time in Ear Candy Records, which I'm super excited about, which is a play that is about connections and relationships, but set to music. Like the songs in that in that play have pretty significant meaning inside it.
And so what a perfect spot for it.
Oh my God, it's so great.
Is John going to move some stuff around in there?
No. It's like, no, just like we want the space to be what it is. Like, I don't really have much of an interest in maneuvering these spaces so that they feel like theatrical spaces. One of the best parts is you walk in and you're a customer in the record store, and it just so happens that this play, this experience, this conversation between two people is happening all around you.
So this is, you know, kind of almost, it feels like kind of eavesdropping.
It does in some,
But this performance, you know, is going to be entertaining.
Totally. And, you know, sometimes the audience is the audience. They're there and we don't acknowledge them and you're watching what happens. And sometimes maybe the audience is a little bit of a part of the play.
And or gets a haircut.
Exactly.
Okay. Betty's Divine is on the, or where do we go next?
Well, from there we go to La Petite.
Nice.
Yeah. And that one's a lot of fun because that one is, this is the one of the ones where the audience becomes a part of the play because the play is really about a book club gone horribly wrong.
Oh my God.
And
that's awesome.
So the audience is sitting in the circle and they're part of the book club as it unfolds. And then, and then Betty's Divine, which is really, I mean, part of the reason why we did this in Hipstrip Businesses is because Amy, who owns Betty's Divine,
Amy McQuilkin,
longtime fan of the rep and loves these plays on tap, has been, I think all of them, or almost all of them. And I don't know, I think she kept saying sort of in a kidding way, why don't you do one in the store? And I'm like, okay, let's do it.
Let's do it. And she said, okay.
Yeah.
And so here we are.
Yeah. And that one is a play about somebody who really wants to find the perfect dress to go to their ex's wedding, which needs to be the perfect dress. But then
she
gets a whole lot more than she bargains for.
Oh, she does.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Needs to be the perfect dress, but not too much like you've looked like you spent all this time on it. But many people have been there. Yeah. Michael Legg of the Montana Repertory Theater, these five new 10-minute plays happening on the Hip Strip. It's called Hip Strip Hijinks. These are almost like snack size plays.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite things about doing short work is it's just a little bite. It's a short window into this world. Some of them might not necessarily have the beginning and middle and end that you expect from a play. It's just we're seeing and overhearing one conversation or one beat or one moment. Although the 10 minutes in the bookstore, the book club play that happens at La Petite, time inside the play, about 5 hours passes in 10 minutes.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the thing. So my wife's a real voracious reader and she's got various opinions of book clubs depending on, you know, there's a lot that would go into, is this a good book club for me? You know, because readers are all different types of people.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And they won't necessarily always meld. So I'm sure she would be interested in to see what happens in this.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. The book they choose is a work of historical fiction and two of the people have very, very different opinions mm-hmm. on whether or not that's a good book and what's good about it.
Okay. I love what you're doing with the pricing structure. It's a pick what you pay, and that's where that's been going okay for you. People just, you know, be honest with your finances, and you can either grab $5 or you can grab up to $50.
Yeah.
Obviously, you guys would accept more if somebody thinks the Montana Absolutely. Rep needs a little...
Yeah.
A little bump.
I mean, you know, I have to thank Northwestern Energy for that because they've been underwriting this program for 3 years now, and it's really made a difference. You know, you just come to the show. We don't want cost to be a barrier to the art. And so whatever you got in your pocket, whatever you want to pay, we don't really ask. We don't judge. We're just like, $5. Great. Come on in and have a good time.
You know, the first one being about a first date.
Yeah.
Makes me think that this would be a fun date night.
Oh my God, are you kidding? It would be an incredible date night.
Yeah, you get let out into the hip strip or downtown, and you're like, you have plenty to talk about.
Yeah, and what's nice about these plays too is not only do you have plenty to talk about after it's over, which is what happens when you go to see a movie or you go to see a piece of theater, but because these are 5-10 minute plays and you're walking in between each space, you get to talk about and process what happened right after it's over on the walk to the next one.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds like so much fun. In fact, somebody in the out there in the office said, I got my tickets.
Yeah.
So get your tickets. Montana Repertory Theater's Hip Strip Hijinks. And just let's make sure I have this correct. Mm-hmm. April 25th.
Yep. This week. Thursday is our opening.
Yeah, Thursday through the 27th and then May 2nd through the 4th. Best of luck with it, Michael Legg. We always enjoy you coming into the trail.
Yeah.
You and I chat about music on a fairly regular basis.
Yes.
The conversation comes back to music. And you indicated you wanted to hear this one when I pushed you. You didn't have anything in your mind.
True.
But I said, I know you're a fan of the Indigo Girls. And you said, how about Burn All the Letters?
Oh, it's one of my favorites. I mean, we were talking about Indigo Girls because we were looking at music for this other play we're doing, which I'm sure we'll talk about, called What the Constitution Means to Me in May.
Right.
And they came up and I'm like, this is one of my favorite ones for lots of reasons. It's about a relationship in secret. It is about, it's one of their big collaborations with Native artists. And this has been a big year for us when collaborating with Native artists and communities. And there's just something happens with the background vocals in this one toward the end that just gives me chills every time.
Oh, you need your own radio show, Michael Legg.
Hey, you gonna hire me? Great.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll go down to the corner office right now. MontanaRep.com for everything you need to know about Hip Strip Hijinks. And again, Michael Legg, you want to introduce this one?
Yeah, again, my favorite Indigo Girls song. Just listen to what's happening underneath at the end of this thing. It's kind of incredible. Burn All the Letters.
Michael Legg, the artistic director of the Montana Repertory Theater, my guest on the Trail Lunchbox today. Again, thanks to Michael for coming in to talk about the new Hip Strip Hijinks, 5 new 10-minute plays, MontanaRep.com, happening beginning April 25th. So this Thursday, make sure you stop by MontanaRep.com. And again, that pricing structure is pay what you can. MontanaRep.com. Let's go out and see some of that, the cool talent that they have assembled for the Montana Repertory Theater going down on the Hip Strip in Missoula.